I'm Andy Bates, part of the team here at KFUO. While you hear me on the air and in podcasts, I'm also part of the team that works behind the scenes to bring you the programs like this that you value. What you hear on the air and in podcasts is just the tip of the iceberg. Listeners like you generously support everything that makes radio and podcasts happen. Administration, cutting-edge technology, software, hosts, producers, and more. You make this happen. Can we count on you to continue this support? KFUO Shareathon, now through April 5th, is a great time to show your support and make a gift or make a plan to give for a whole year. Your generosity is important and appreciated, not just by the KFUO team, but by listeners who get to hear and enjoy Christ-centered programs every day. Will you make a gift today? KFUO.org/give. KFUO.org/give. You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. Today we get to learn about something new that is growing with our international partners in Taiwan. We're going to learn about the growth of theological education in that part of the world. Thanks to Concordia University Wisconsin for supporting the Coffee Hour. Find out more about Concordia University Wisconsin at cuw.edu. Live uncommon. Joining me today, the Reverend Dr. Tom Park, serving the Lord in Taiwan as theological educator. Dr. Park, welcome to the Coffee Hour.
Thank you for having me. Yeah,
I am really looking forward to this conversation. It's nice to actually get to sit down face to face. Sometimes when we talk, it's either online or via, you know, over the internet. So it's nice to have you in studio to have a chance to talk and learn more about theological education in Asia, particularly in Taiwan. Tell us a little bit about your service, how you came to serve in Asia and particularly in Taiwan as a theological educator.
The Lord made some important moves. I was teaching at Concordia University in Irvine, and then because of COVID, I was no longer able to serve there. But God led me to Taiwan to serve there using my gifts. So yeah, I never have thought I'll end up in Taiwan, but yeah, God had another plan. Yes.
And so tell us a little bit about what you get to do as a theological educator in Taiwan.
First of all, I am Korean, so I am learning Mandarin, and it is so wonderful to hang out with other Mandarin learners, students all over the world. And you cannot make this up, because people that I encounter, if you were to tell me you are going to meet these people like 5 years ago, I would have said to you, no, that's not possible. So one of the fellow students was from Turkey. Turkey is exotic enough, but that's not the whole story. The man was blind. A blind Turkish man learning Mandarin. That was amazing. And at the end of his time there, he was able to speak Mandarin and able to converse with the people in Taiwan. So yeah, I just love being there, meeting different people and witnessing our brothers and sisters in Taiwan growing their faith, learning from the Bible and finding out that they no longer have to do things to God to appease Him, because it was already done in Christ. And that message is the reason why we are there, to proclaim the forgiveness of sins through Christ.
Tell us about the partner church that we serve alongside in Taiwan.
So China Evangelical Lutheran Church began in China. And when communists took over the mainland, then these groups of people came to Taiwan. And they have experienced hardships and controversies. And finally, they are willing to have their own pastors to staff their ministry. So, they are focusing now on theological education and have more pastors to serve them.
So many of the Christians who make up the China Evangelical Lutheran Church
were on mainland China, now are many are in Taiwan. Tell us about the congregations that make up China Evangelical Lutheran Church. Are there many congregations?
There are, I would say, 9 congregations, very small, because of the situation in Taiwan, just the way that America is more becoming secularized, Taiwan also is doing the same thing. So, and many of the men, especially, they don't want to become Christian because they have this filial duty as sons to provide for their family and their ancestors. And then when they die, then they are the ones to offer offerings for them to go to a better place. So they do not want to become Christians because they would no longer be able to offer offerings to gods and their dead ancestors.
Tell us about that, what it's like being in this culture of various worldviews and religions, what it's like for Lutherans in that kind of culture.
It is amazing for us to be there because people that are not Christians and even Christians, they are under the impression that we have to do things to appease God. And that mindset is driven by fear. But when people hear from Lutherans, especially our partner church and LCMS, that Christ has done everything, paid for their sins, and he died and he rose again, he conquered death and problems of this world, then their mindset really changed. I mean, these are highly educated individuals. When they hear that Christ had done it all, they are dedicated to share that wonderful message with not only with their family members, but also with the people in their communities.
Let's talk about the need for theological education in Taiwan with partner church, China Evangelical Lutheran Church. Why is it important to raise up pastors within that church body, to within that church, raise up future pastors?
So in the past, many of the pastors from CELC came from other denominational seminaries or even other Lutheran seminary. But CLC really wants to have pastors that are united in theology and practice. They want to have pastors that they can understand and trust. So that's the reason why CLC wants to have its own theological school to raise up men to serve as pastors and lay people to serve as the voice of good theology to their coworkers and the communities that they are in.
So in the past, China Evangelical Lutheran Church, for the formation of pastors, has depended on other entities the formation of their pastors. Tell us a little bit more about how this idea came about to form a new seminary.
We are noticing that the decline of pastors for CLC congregations, and the vice president of this church body, his name is Joseph Liu, Dr. Joseph Liu, and he has been a businessman and also worked at another seminary as a development officer. He was a vice president of that institution. But he had an opportunity to go to Fort Wayne Seminary, Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne, to study missiology, and he received PhD from there. He was there less than a year, and his experience really changed his view of Lutheranism, Lutheran theology, and he wanted to implement what he had learned, the beauty of Lutheran theology, into Taiwan. So that's the reason why he was thinking about starting this seminary. So he asked our Synod and Office of International Mission to come and help to set up, build up this seminary.
So there was a request from China, from a representative of China Evangelical Lutheran Church to the LCMS International Mission, Office of International Mission, to help start a seminary specifically for China Evangelical Lutheran Church in Taiwan.
Yeah. I just wanted to make sure that we are going to get the new students who are not full-time church workers, but the seminary plan has been going on for a long time, since 2019. And a lot of people talk about, is this the start of the seminary or not? But after all, it's not really a point to disagree or whatnot, because CLC had a pretty checkered past. And in order to gain the trust of Taiwanese church bodies, they were able to start with the foundation. So that's what we have been doing, earning the trust of the church bodies in Taiwan, and also to tell others that our focus is to share Christ crucified, and wanted to share the wonderful news of Christ and his forgiveness of sins. So it takes time to start and foment this program.
How will you and other LCMS missionaries be supporting the development of this new seminary?
So I myself will be teaching, and also Reverend Dr. Michael Paul, he'll be teaching many of the courses because of his fluency in Mandarin. And then Reverend Dr. Joseph Liu, he is the vice president of CLC. He will be serving as mentors for MDiv students.
What does formation for pastors look like, or what will this formation look like for future pastors at this seminary?
We think that as people from the West, we think that this seminary should be like Concordia Theological Seminary in Fort Wayne or Concordia Seminary in St. Louis. We think that it's going to be an academic institution and whatnot. But in Asia, the model is different than what we are used to here. It is going to be coursework, academic work, but at the same time, be using that skills that they have learned in the classrooms in the everyday life ministry setting. So it's going to be more like a apprentice, or when you go back to the Bible, you know, Jesus and his disciples kind of teaching model. And that is going to be what we are going to implement here. And we have seen the greater success rate by doing that, because people are going to see that life and theology are together, not something separate.
Yeah. So there certainly will be coursework and a strong emphasis on practical opportunities for learning engagement as well. We are learning about the development of a new seminary in Taiwan with Reverend Dr. Tom Park, as he serves as theological education for the LCMS Office of International Mission in Taiwan. We'll continue the conversation in just a moment right here on the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
At Concordia University, Wisconsin, we believe you were created for a reason: to use your God-given gifts to help others. To live a life of self-sacrifice in a me-first world. To live a life that's uncommon. Whether you're taking one of 50-plus online programs or learning with us in person on the shores of Lake Michigan, you'll be equipped to make an uncommon impact. Learn more at cuw.edu. Concordia University, Wisconsin. Live uncommon.
Welcome back to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates. Today, we're learning about the development of a new seminary in Taiwan with Reverend Dr. Tom Park. He serves the Lord as theological educator with the LCMS Office of International Mission in Taiwan, and partnering with China Evangelical Lutheran Church for the development of a new seminary. How will the China Evangelical Lutheran Seminary, which I believe is, the name is Concordia Theological Seminary. Is that right?
Concordia Theological Seminary, Taiwan.
How will it serve not only students of the CELC, will it serve or not only the formation of pastors, are there hopes for other students as well?
There are great need to educate people, Mandarin-speaking individuals all around the world. I have witnessed that when I was attending a conference in Argentina. Chinese people celebrate this event called Dragon Boat Festival. Mm-hmm. Like every summer they do that. And the background of that is that dragon would drive out diseases and all these bad things. And so in Chinese mind, this is a very important event. So where did I see this event happening? Argentina. I mean, the reason why they were having these events was that there were Chinese people living in Argentina, mm-hmm, speaking Spanish and also Mandarin. So Chinese people are everywhere. I mean, all around the world. I have seen Chinese people in South Korea. I heard Chinese people are, Chinese population is the biggest foreign group in Japan. And I have heard about Chinese population in Africa. And then also I was talking to a pastor from France. His background is a Brazilian. And he was asking me about resources in Chinese serving the population, Chinese population in France. So, and then the other thing was my fellow students from the language program, a guy was Italian, and I asked him, why are you learning Mandarin? And he said, there are many Chinese people in Italy. So in order for me to serve them well, I have to learn Mandarin.
Now, how has that process gone for you learning Mandarin?
With God's help and God's blessing, I am learning to speak Mandarin. It's very bad, but I'm still working on my tones. But I am confident that the Lord that opened the mouth of a donkey, I think he can open my mouth to speak Mandarin, and then I can understand people speaking Mandarin, and then I can express my feelings and what I want through this language. So thanks be to God that many brothers and sisters have been praying for me, and I think I'm continue to improve in this language.
How many languages do you speak and work in?
Well, I speak Korean, English, and Chinese, but in my background, I have learned 13 languages.
Just 13?
Just 13.
Well, biblical languages as well, I'm sure, right?
Yes, so yes.
Koine,
yes.
Greek, Hebrew.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
13 languages.
Yeah, 13 languages. So
on a daily basis in your work in Taiwan, though, probably what? English and Mandarin?
Mandarin.
Mostly?
And then sometimes Korean, because there are Korean people living in Taiwan. So, yeah.
Wow.
Communicating with them and then also reading the Bible, right, from Hebrew and Greek. So.
All right. So let's talk about teaching in the seminary at Concordia Theological Seminary, Taiwan this year. What will you be teaching?
I'll be teaching hermeneutics because of my interest in the languages. So I'll be teaching in 2026 hermeneutics, so looking at biblical interpretation and how we got the Bible, the history. So, and obviously, I will be expected to teach that in Chinese. So, yeah.
How are you feeling about that?
Well, I'm up to the task, because if you were to ask me a guy that was 44 years old learning Mandarin, I'll say no. But now, I think I can do it. Yeah, with God's help. Yeah.
Very good. And so when do classes begin for Concordia Theological Seminary Taiwan?
September 15th this year, 2025. And we are looking forward to having the students come to Jai and interact with them, have chapel services and classes and debrief on their experiences in the field. And it'll be great. I'm looking forward to having these individuals and one of the students, he's carrying around this little bag. And I said, "Oh, what's in your bag?" And he will pull out three little books. So one of them was Greek New Testament, and then the Old Testament, and Vulgate. And also he was telling me about waterproof Bible. Is literally waterproof in English. But he said, it's too heavy to carry, so I didn't bring it this time. But he has been learning Greek and Hebrew on his own, and he wants to learn more about the Bible and learn more about Lutheran theology.
And if he has the Vulgate, he's also studying Latin?
Yes, wow. Yes. Yeah. Wow. Vulgate, Greek and Hebrew, yes.
Hmm.
Yeah.
So much to study, so much to learn
yes.
in that time. Now, what does the typical formation, what will it look like there at Concordia Theological Seminary Taiwan? Here, the standard Master's of Divinity is typically 4 years, 3 years of study and 1 year vicarage here in the United States. What does the timeline look like for formation for students at your seminary?
It's going to be students will be studying and serving the congregation at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
It will take 3 years for them to be certified and be pastors. But once again, we are going to see how they progress and then determine whether they are ready to be placed at our congregation or not, determining on their readiness to mm-hmm. serve. So it is, as I mentioned before, it is more like the Jesus and the disciple model. So, but we are shooting for 3 years for them to complete this process.
Very good. How can we continue staying informed on the Lord's work in Taiwan and the development of Concordia Theological Seminary Taiwan?
I will be updating everyone through my newsletters, and we are going to use our LCMS comms to share this wonderful information with others.
Very good. And you can find Dr. Park's profile, lcms.org/park. Is
yes,
that right?
Yes.
So you can find more information. We'll include that link in the notes today as well. So they can follow along and see where you are serving and learn more and get connected with you through that lcms.org/park. Anything else you'd like us to know about your service in Taiwan and the development of the new Concordia Theological Seminary, Taiwan?
I want to tell everyone, thank you for your prayers and support. Without your prayers and support, we cannot carry on this important work in Taiwan. And then we are all united with the salvation of faith in our Savior, Jesus Christ. And that's a wonderful thing to see. You are not alone. And we are reminded of the fact that we are not alone, and you are not alone, we are not alone, and we are united by Christ our Savior. So I'm very excited for this program to have this beginning and have the students, and I cannot imagine how God will accomplish the will through this event, just the way that I came to Taiwan without knowing that I was coming to Taiwan, but now I am learning Mandarin and interacting with the people around the world. So we are ready for surprises, good surprises.
Our guest today, the Reverend Dr. Tom Park, serving the Lord in Taiwan as theological educator. Thank you so much for being my guest today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
You've been listening to The Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit KFUO.org. You can also text KFUO to 41444 or send an email to gifts@KFUO.org. And you can call us at 800-844-0524. KFUO. Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.